You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. The time is now 10 past 4. This is the Drive Zone on Zone Radio, 88.5, the voice of the valley. And as promised, it's time for us to talk about matters related to water. In the studio with me, I have a man who represents an organization called SA Water Warriors. His name is Dion Smit. Good afternoon to you, Dion, and welcome.
Good afternoon, Jeremy, and good afternoon to your listeners, and thank you for the opportunity.
You're very, very welcome. All right. I'm going to let you go dive into this one because I've had a look at the website, folks. If you want to follow along, the website is sawaterwarriors.org. You can follow along there about the work that these folk do. But let's just start at the beginning. How did this organization find its way into the world?
South African Water Warriors was established in 2018. When we were facing the day zero scenario. Now, folks will remember that in the pre-planning of the city of Cape Town, if it got worse, it would have come to the point where they would have switched off your taps at home and you would have had to go to a collection point to collect water. And the first thing that we thought of, but what about your elderly, your schools, your hospitals? How are they going to get there? And even your elderly without transport, your hospices and all these places. And we started bringing water in from all over the country and distributed it amongst these organizations.
So that's how it started, and it started essentially as a Cape Town initiative, but I see it's SA Water Warriors, so I'm guessing that you work across the country now.
Yes, yes. Okay. Look at the time, we got water from all over the country into Cape Town.
Okay. All right, so let me ask you this question. We were facing a restriction on water, and now in Cape Town, you know, everybody's gung-ho because we got, you know, we think we've got enough water, and the taps are running, and, you know, people are flushing toilets and that kind of thing because the dams are relatively full. But there are parts of this country, my understanding, where that is not the case, and this is where you guys operate.
Yeah, you can take the Makwaland, Bushmanland, Northern Cape. After about a year, we started getting requests from farmers for fodder and eventually also for groceries for farmers and their workers. And that's how we expanded, and that's all we do today. Water, food, fodder.
Did you start this organization?
Yes.
Okay, well done to you.
Thank you very much. You've got a
significant team with you. I've seen some of the photographs. There are a lot of people involved in this now.
There's a lot of people involved and very willing.
All right, so tell us some of the projects that you are working on or some of the exciting projects that you have worked on.
Well, I won't say exciting, maybe exciting to the receivers on the other
end. Sure it is.
We have, amongst other, besides that, we've assisted with the two big fires a couple of years ago, Betty's Bay and Boopatal. We assisted them with water. We've sent water to neighboring towns, Hopefield, Paketberg, and these places, to a couple of other fire scenes locally in the peninsula. But mainly our focus is on the farmers and their workers.
Okay. Are farmers in the country generally struggling?
Yes. Yes. That is one of the reasons why, instead of sending a truckload there, I take people off the ground. Because what you see in the papers and what you see there is two different stories.
Explain that.
I'm going to get very emotional.
Okay, that's fine. Take your time.
We all love a nice plate of food on a Sunday afternoon. That is sort of tradition. One of my members asked this one lady there, she must have been about 70 years old, what is she going to have for Sunday, a little Sunday lunch? She said the second half of it in a bully beef she opened the day before.
Oh.
Or a farmer that cries when we gave him a packet of Simba chips because he doesn't know when last he's seen that. Louisfontein, where we just went to now. The first outreach I organized that time for water was Louisfontein, where the roads is just sand. And we took their buckets, each bucket took a block, and their people came to get their water. And this one kid dropped a bottle of water, and the top came off. And he tried to scoop that water out of the mud. You don't see that in the media.
Maybe we should. Yeah.
But those are the things that you don't see in the media. That's what we see when we get there. And that is, it's heart sore.
Mm. All right. I'm going to say this up front. We've got a client, Mahindra, Claremont, and Ford. They do sponsor you, and they give you vehicles that can go out on these outreaches. Is that correct?
That's correct. And Jacques himself has been with us on one or two occasions.
All right. Well, we want to give them a shout out and thank them for that, because without that kind of support, you just wouldn't be getting there, would you?
We wouldn't.
What did you do before this?
I wasted water. I was a fireman.
You were a fireman.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's just another great calling as well, and probably just as difficult as what you're doing right now, and as emotional. I mean, you must have seen some things there. And that is probably why your heart is so still with the support for firemen and fire folk when they're out fighting big fires and needing water. Because that's one of the biggest calls that we get.
Yeah.
Yeah, for water.
Definitely.
To keep them hydrated. And eye drops is the other one that they also want a lot of. All right, so you've got this organization, and who identifies the need? Do people call you? Do you go out there? Do you do research into it?
Farmers is a very proud people. It's very seldom, very, very seldom that they will call you.
Mm.
So we've got our contacts all over the Northern Cape already, and then we will call them and say, look, which area is there a need? What? Or like in this instance, when we went to Louisfontein, they asked us to look at Brownplay next, because Brownplay is probably one of the worst we've been experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Louisfontein even sent some of the donations to Brownplay.
They were receiving donations and
they were sending it on.
How amazing is that?
And then obviously we take note of Facebook, social media. We keep up to date with what's going on, and then we decide on a day and a destination, and then we start our planning.
All right, now how do you get the water?
At this stage, believe it or not, water is not such a big factor.
Mm.
But we get water, amongst others, from Aquila. I got water from
Absolutely.
I got water from Aquila the other day. I got water from Cape Aqua, if I remember right.
Mm.
Hentis gives us water. If they can't, then they give it to us at 5 rand for, 10 rand for 5 litre, which is, that is why you will see, I always say your 10 rand can make a difference.
Yes.
That's where we get the water from.
Okay. But you said water's not the biggest problem.
No, at this stage it's food for the animals and for the farmers and their workers.
Wow. So it's expanded from, just trying to keep us away from day zero to something rather huge.
It's.
Did you anticipate it would get this big?
No. No.
Does it scare you sometimes?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Because these are I think they call it the breadbasket of the country.
Yes.
And if they're struggling, and what public tend to forget, the farmers struggle, their workers struggle, that entire town struggles because there's no income coming into the town.
Mm.
The old age home in the town, they've been relying on the farmers all the years, the schools and that. So it's a complete vicious circle.
Yeah, the farming community, farming communities, the farmer is the backbone of the community, no question about it. I lived in a small farming community for a long time, and you get that. You get to understand and respect the farmers in the area, and also the fact that it's their workers that are coming in to spend the money in town. So you get to respect the whole circle, the whole chain of supply chain, as it were, and purchase chain, as it were. How do people get involved? I'm looking at your website, and at the bottom, how would you like to get involved? You can donate funds, donate items, your time, and that's where I want to start. How do people donate their time, and what kind of time are they required to donate?
That is basically people that actually want to go with us on a trip.
Yes.
They make their vehicle available, they pay their own fuel, that is their donation.
Mm.
We load their buckets, they go with us in convoy, we sleep over, we arrange everything, and the next day we come back.
Okay, so essentially it's just their vehicle and their fuel, that is their donation.
Yeah.
How far is it to some of these destinations?
I think Springbok is the furthest we've been so far.
And that's about 400-500 k.
We've been further than that. Mm. The furthest I think we've been was about 600-700 k's.
Okay. So it's a 1,400 k round trip at the extremes, but a lot of them are a lot closer.
Mm.
Okay, so if you want to get involved, and once a person is there, they just arrive with their vehicle, fueled up, and you then take over. You've got a team that takes over and loads it and makes sure that all the things are on there that should be on there, and then obviously you've got a convoy and a convoy leader, and away you go. All right. Donating items. What are the kinds of items? Now, we've covered water, but you mentioned that there's a bigger need here. What are the kind of things that people can donate, and how do they go about doing that?
Jeremy, I must be honest with you. It might sound weird, but at this stage, we prefer them to make a financial donation.
Okay, all right.
I'll tell you why.
Carry on.
We're going to Brandvlei now, where we're going to see to 250 families.
Mm.
Now people start donating items. Now we get 5 tons of bully beef.
Mm.
And it's just an example. Now we get on the other side, who do we give to not?
Yeah.
Where what we buy, everybody gets exactly the same.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody, from the farmer to the worker, everybody gets exactly the same. So there's no, it makes it difficult for the people on the other side too, because he must now decide, I've only got 20 cans of this,
okay,
and I've got 136 families. Who do I give it to?
Yeah, okay.
But if people want to donate, we will never say no, because whatever we have extra besides what we purchase to make the hampers even, we normally give to the older gentlemen in the school.
Okay.
We look after them as well. Now, Brandvlei, for example, hasn't got one of the two, either of the two.
Mm.
So we're going to sit with odds, and of course it's going to get more than Peter. We all know how it goes. It's going to be fair. So, but if they want to donate maize meal, you name it, whatever, we will make a plan.
You will use it. Okay, but ideally what you're looking for is donations. There is on the website, folks, there is a bank account detail, and I can tell you that they are registered NPO, and if you are a corporate, they can provide you with the tax certificates, all that good stuff. So it's all legit and above board. Your biggest challenges at the moment, what are they?
Funds, believe it or not.
Okay.
And I would like to just stress to the public, because we all, before I got involved in this, I also thought like that. Karoo is so big. How can I make a difference?
Mm.
But your 10 rand can make a difference. I always say the tallest building in the world started with one brick.
Yes.
Look where it is now.
Yes.
We started with one 10 rand and look where we can end.
Okay.
So your 10 rand is 5 liters of water, and many families up in the Karoo have to cope with 5 liters of water a day.
Mm.
So you can, with your small, what you think is small 10 rand, provide water for a family for a day.
Yeah, so even those of us who haven't got the means, or might not have the means, or think we don't have the means, you can donate that 10 rand and it's going to make a difference.
It's now,
10
to make rand, a difference.
You know, people throw that in a change drawer or something at home, and giving it to you would be the way to go. What kind of budget do you work with? What kind of numbers do you need to drive this organization on a monthly basis? Ballpark, I'm not looking for your detailed financials. I'm just saying.
That's a difficult one. I'll give you the easy version.
Mm.
The lucerne that we buy is 100 rand a bale. Now, the minimum we buy is 1,000, because that's what a truck takes.
Okay.
And trucks will not run with less than that. And
it's not economical for them to do it anyway.
And sometimes we've got to pay for the transport as well.
Okay.
The food hampers works out roughly to 500 rand per family. And people must bear in mind, that's per family, not per person.
Mm.
And that's not a lot.
Mm.
500 rand, go to the shop and see what you can buy for 500 rand. We're fortunate, we get Meals on Wheels that give us wheat picks. We've got a rooibos tea that gives us tea.
Mm.
We've got Langeberg and Montague that gives us canned foods. And you must also remember, we don't buy luxuries. And if I say luxuries, I'm talking about jam, chutney, that type of thing.
No.
In this case, it's a luxury.
Yeah.
So whatever we can get that, it's a bonus.
Wow. But then I can understand. A 500 rand food parcel, how long does that last a family on average?
We went to, I can't remember the town, the community, where a farmer came to me afterwards. I'm talking about a young farmer with two or three kids. A normal carry bag. I'm not even talking about the big pick and pay carry bags. Mm. A normal carry bag. And his words to me was, "Oom, jy sal my nie glo nie. Dis 'n maand se kos vir my familie."
Wow.
That's how they've learned to stretch.
And these are the people that are feeding us.
Yes. Yes. They were the ones that made it possible for me to have a braai Saturday night.
Yes.
To have breakfast tomorrow morning.
And they're the ones that are not eating. There's something wrong with that equation. There's something drastically wrong with that equation. Now I'm going to, I don't want to open a can of worms here, but I want to ask you, how much government support are you getting?
Nothing.
There's something wrong with that picture. in my opinion.
Nothing.
I'm not expecting you to express an opinion on this. I'm saying that there's something wrong with the picture where farmers are not getting government support to feed themselves when they are feeding the country. I'm just putting that out there. And in the meantime, we've got these organizations like yourself. Gift to the Givers is another one. You know, putting in water points where the government should have done it. So maybe the Gift to the Givers and Water Warriors should get together and form a political party. I think everybody will vote for you.
No, thank you. That's not for me. That's not for me.
Okay. Any message that you can give to people who are listening here at the moment and thinking, I'm on the cusp of getting involved here, what would you say to push them over the edge?
Come with us on one trip.
Okay.
Just come with us on one trip, and then you see the difference that you make. You know, one of our volunteers, he normally breaks away from the convoy and he stops along the road and chats to people. And the other day he was chatting to a farmer. And he said to this farmer, he said, you know, we don't always know what to bring you people. And the man said to him, if you bring me a tube of toothpaste, you're giving me hope.
Wow.
Hope. That is a word that comes up on each and every outreach that we have. It's hope.
Wow. I've got a question that's coming here about, and it relates to other charitable organizations, people like Rotary, Lions, those kind of guys. Do they contribute? Are you able to tap into their resources, or do you believe that they've got their job and you've got yours?
I've always believed that it's not fair to expect another NPO to come and help you. Because, like you say, they've got their own people that they look after, their own organizations that they've got to look after, and that they struggle and like all other organizations, to get their donations. Who am I now to go and ask them, but give me some of your donations? It's just not, it doesn't feel right.
Okay, fair answer. And again, you know, I've often said too that there are so many demands on people who have resources. They've got to pick their battles and then fight those. That's the way that I see it. The future of the organization, is it looking solid? Or are you guys constantly up against, are we going to make it through next month? Are we going to make it through the next 2 months?
I didn't want to say this, sorry, but when we did the Louisfontein trip, we couldn't get enough transport to get everything there. So whatever stayed back, we carried over to this trip. If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have had another trip. We are now, financially, we are broke.
Okay, folks, this is your cue to step up to the plate. I believe that 10 rand is not a lot, and I'm not asking people to donate thousands here. I'm not asking you to put in 10,000 or 5,000 or 7,000 or whatever. I'm asking you to consider donating 10 rand a month. 10 rand a month is all it's going to take, and if a lot of people do 10 rand a month, it's not going to impact those people individually, but it's going to have a huge impact on your organization.
Yes, definitely.
And is there a facility where people can do that on a debit order basis?
Yes, there is. Yes.
So, folks, I'm going to ask that you go and have a look at their website. Go and see the work that they're doing. It is truly incredible. And I'm just so sorry that the people that are listening to us here this afternoon are not sitting here looking into the eyes of the man across the way from me, because he feels for this. He feels for this, and he's made a lot of personal sacrifice himself to make sure that other people benefit from this. I've got another message coming in here. It says, I need to move my head closer. Just a second. Oh, this lady says, this is a man after my own heart. I can relate. Such an awesome job that you are doing. So this is a lady who also runs an NPO.
Thank you very much.
She understands what you're going through. All right, so that's what we want people to do. We want people to go to the website. We're going to put this website and the details on the podcast this evening. We're going to share that podcast on our Facebook page. You guys can grab it, put it on your website, circulate it to whoever. And this is the appeal. The appeal is, 10 rand a month on a debit order is not going to make a huge difference in your life, and it can make a massive difference in the life of the people and the communities that are feeding us.
Yes, yes. And one thing I must also mention is, I don't know why, but we've got very, very, very little support from companies. Our funds comes 99% from the public.
Well, there we go. That's a challenge to companies as well. Companies in the valley, small businesses in the valley, maybe you can have a look at donating a 500 rand a month or something along those lines. You get a tax certificate, you can write it off. It's not like, it's a net cost to you. So, folks, really, these people need help. It's not you that needs help, Leon. It's the people that you're helping.
It's not for me. I had a couple of years ago, I had the old South African flag on my profile.
Mm.
And somebody contacted me and said, but if that is your attitude, we're not going to give you any money. I said, but you're not giving it to me.
Mm.
I took the photo down and said, but you're not doing this for me.
Mm.
You're doing it for the people out there that needs it.
Yes, the people that are feeding us.
Yeah.
And Lurie's Fontaine, we've got a great association with an organization here in this valley that do a lot of work, outreach work in Lurie's Fontaine. And it certainly needs as much support as it can get, but particularly the farmers in that area.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Any last thoughts that you want to share with people?
I just want to say, there are people to whom 10 rand is a hell of a lot of money.
Mm.
If you can't give us a 10 rand, just go onto our Facebook page and share it.
Ah.
Share it, because you might have a friend that could give 20 rand.
Yes.
Which is also very important.
Okay, so the Facebook page link we'll also put onto the podcast along with the website link. And that's an excellent idea. Excellent idea. Just share it.
Just share it.
Just share it and make sure that other people know that this is what you're doing and this is what you need that money for. I'm going to pause just for a moment to say this to you. This country needs more people like you. More people that are talking less and doing more. People who see the need and get their asses into gear, basically, and make a difference. As far as I'm concerned, you, heading this organization, and the people who support you are absolute heroes in this country. And I cannot find the right words to express the kind of gratitude that we have for what it is that you're doing. And we'll certainly here at Zone Radio do everything we can to get the word out there so that people can start supporting. 10 rand a month, that's all we want. And then we can get those vehicles out to the communities that need it. Fuel costs are high. Transport costs are high. And as much as people, I'm sure, giving you good prices, you still need to pay them, otherwise you cut.
So we still need to pay them.
Yeah, otherwise you kill the goose that lays the golden egg. So it's very simple process, but we thank you for what you're doing. We really think that you guys are superheroes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in, and again, our thanks to Mahindra, because they provide you
Mahindra and Ford,
and particularly Jacques, who is an incredible human being, and thank you to them for what they're doing to support. Any last thoughts?
Support us, please.
Okay, that's what he wants. Dion, his name is Dion Smith, and he heads up an organization called SA Water Warriors, and they need as much help as they can get, folks. We would consider you go and have a look at what it is that they do and see if you can't support them in some way. And if you can't support them in some way, the very least you can do is share the work that they're doing, and maybe some of your friends can do the same. Dion, thank you for coming in this afternoon. I know you had to drive a long way to get here, but we do appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you very much for the opportunity.